You know, each and every one of us has a story to tell. The story about how you got where you are in life, maybe the story of how you came to trust Christ, or there are just so many little stories that make up your story. That's one of the things that I often like to talk with folks about when I have an opportunity, specifically to sit down and to share with somebody that maybe I don't know or have a conversation with. A lot of times I'll just say, listen, tell me your story. Yeah, tell me what's going on in your life. How did you get to where you are? How did you get to this job? How did you maybe wind up homeless or whatever their condition or circumstance may be? And often people are very, very willing to share that story with you because along the way, it's marked with tremendous highs as well as tremendous lows. And most people don't mind sharing their story with you. So one of the things that I wanted to do is we're going to begin a new series. We want to look at the life of Joseph. And as I think about him, most of the time, what comes to my mind is the statement that many, many people use, that life is just not fair. And most of you are sitting there, if particularly since you can't see me, but you're shaking your head going, yeah, you're right, life is not fair. It has its ups and downs, it has its curves, and it has its twists. But nonetheless, if there was ever a guy who had an opportunity to be able to say, life is not fair to me, when I read this story of Joseph, he's that guy. So I wanted us to take the next 8 weeks to look at the life of Joseph. And what I did was I titled our Bible study series, From the Pit to the Palace, God's Providence Through Betrayal and Hardship. And we're going to begin that series today looking at the dreamer's journey out of Genesis chapter 37. So grab your Bible, turn it to Genesis 37. I'll be right back in just a moment. Hey folks, we want to welcome you to the Wednesday Bible study of Central Baptist Church in Oak Ridge, North Carolina. I pray all is well with you, and we're just so glad that you're joining us for our Bible study today. I mentioned a moment ago we're going to be looking at a new series. This series is on Joseph. And, you know, I mean, the guy has just a very, very interesting life. I hope and pray you've had that opportunity to read his story all the way through. If not, I want to encourage you to do that as we take the next 8 weeks, counting today, to look at the aspects of his life. And I called our series From the Pit to the Palace, God's Providence Through Betrayal and Hardship. And today we're going to explore this story of Joseph. This guy was a dreamer, one who embarked on a very remarkable journey, as we see outlined in Genesis chapter 37. We're going to be looking at verses 1 through 11 here in just a moment. But Joseph's journey was filled with challenges. It was filled with setbacks. But yet, ultimately, there was victory at the end of this journey. But you have to understand, it was a journey. Each and every one of us are along life's way somewhere on a journey to be from where we are to where God wants us to be. And sometimes that's a relatively quick journey. Sometimes it's not. Sometimes it's a journey that takes days, sometimes weeks, sometimes months, and sometimes even years for God to get us where he wants us to be. But along the way, on the way to being something, you are becoming something. So I want us to be very careful that we pay attention to what goes on the journey. You know, if you've ever been on a long trip, or you may have even heard this statement before, but some people would say, well, it's not about the destination, it's about the journey. Hopefully you can make it that way, particularly if you have a long road trip. You know, it's kind of like, hey, let's make the best out of it. Let's make the best stops. Let's make the best eaten places, or let's make the best places to spend the night. But what happens is ultimately you are on your way to a destination. But there are going to be things that are going to happen along that journey. Understand, there are going to be. It's not it might be. There are going to be things that are going to happen. Some are going to be good things. Some are not going to be good things. But as believers, we can draw some valuable lessons from Joseph's journey and his experiences as we navigate our own journeys in life. So look with me, if you would, Genesis chapter 37, and we're going to begin reading at verse 1. It says, now Jacob dwelt in the land where his father was a stranger, in the land of Canaan. This is the history of Jacob. Joseph, being 17 years old, was feeding the flock with his brothers, and the lad was with the sons of Bilhah and the sons of Zilpah, his father's wives. And Joseph brought a bad report of them to his father. Verse 3, now Israel loved Joseph more than all his children because he was the son of his old age. Also, he made him a tunic of many colors. But when his brothers saw that their father loved him more than all his brothers, they hated him and could not speak peaceably to him. Now Joseph had a dream, and he told it to his brothers, and they hated him even more. So he said to them, please hear this dream which I have dreamed. There we were, binding sheaves in the field. Then behold, my sheaf rose above and also stood upright. And indeed, your sheaves stood all around and bowed down to my sheaf. And his brothers said to him, shall you indeed reign over us, or shall you indeed have dominion over us? So they hated him even more for his dreams and for his words. Then he dreamed still another dream and told it to his brothers and said, look, I have dreamed another dream. And this time the sun, the moon, and the 11 stars bowed down to me. So he told it to his father and his brothers. And his father rebuked him and said to him, what is this dream that you have dreamed? Shall your mother and I and your brothers indeed come to bow down to the earth before you? And his brothers envied him, but his father kept the matter in mind. Would you pray with me? Father, as we come to you today, we're grateful and thankful for your Holy Spirit. We're thankful for the leadership of the Holy Spirit in our lives. And I pray that today, Lord, that you would help us as we begin a journey to look at the life of Joseph. Lord, I pray that we would glean many aspects that we can learn from his life as we chart our own journey on this earth. Lord, may we truly be about the Father's business, and may we understand that life really is not fair, but this world is not our home. So I pray today, Lord, that you would give us wisdom, you would give us insight, speak to each and every hearer. Lord, draw them close to you. And as always, Father, we pray if there's one that knows you not as Savior, that you would convict their heart. And Lord, you give them the strength and the courage to give their life to you even this very day, that there might be rejoicing of all the saints in heaven. Lord, use me as your messenger for these moments. Help me, Father, to lift you up, that you might indeed all draw all men unto you. And Lord, we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, folks, so as we look at our scripture today, one of the things that you have to do is realize that Joseph was that guy who was a dreamer. Notice, this particular passage of scripture is talking about two dreams that Joseph had. Now, it's ironic that the word actually tells us that Joseph was his father's favorite son. Now, he knew this. I mean, if all the brothers knew it, he realized that he was getting a little bit of a tip of a hat over his brothers. But yet, even though Joseph had this dream, it's funny to me. I sat there and I thought, well, Joseph has this dream and he goes and tells his brothers, basically in the dream, that you guys are going to be serving me. I still think maybe if I'd have had that dream, it would have been nice for my knowledge, but I don't know if I would have gone and told my brothers who are already jealous of me that, hey, guys, you're going to be bowing down to me later on. So, you got to think about that in the context. But like Joseph, you and I dream. Our dreams and aspirations, a lot of times they do come from God. Yet we know that according to the Word of God, that back in the Old Testament, New Testament, and I believe even today, God still speaks to his people through dreams. Now, I want you to understand that there's some caveats that I'm going to get to here in just a little bit. But it is essential to discern the difference between our own desires and God's plan for us. You see, a lot of times we'll be dreamers, as it were, but we're dreaming about things that are going to be for our own success. We're dreaming about things that are for our own desires, not things that are part of God's plan for our life. One of the things that you're going to ultimately see is that Joseph's journey was part of God's ultimate destination for him. He was doing something along the way. Now, you also have to understand that a lot of this was not fun for Joseph, and we'll get to those things as we continue on with our series. But you got to realize that, if you feel like God is speaking to you in a dream, the first thing that you have to look at is whether or not it's God's plan or whether it's your plan. Is it for the betterment and the advancement of the gospel and our Lord and Savior, or is it something that I just personally seek or desire? Okay, so one of the things that you have to do in that regard is you have to seek His guidance through prayer, through meditation, and specifically His word to understand that if you feel like you have that dream that the Lord is speaking to you that holds some prophetic value in your life and that He's placed it in your heart, then I want to encourage you to do this. I want to encourage you to go to His word because He will prove that out through His word. I want to encourage you to spend a lot of time in prayer asking the Holy Spirit to guide your heart, to guide your thoughts, to guide each and every aspect of your life as you pursue what you feel God has placed on your heart, specifically relative to that dream. So that's one of the things that we have to understand. We have to understand that it has to be about the Father and not about us. So the first thing that we have to do is we have to recognize the source of those dreams. And we also have to realize that the Word tells us that even Satan can transform himself into an angel of light to deceive you and I. But I will promise you, if it is from God, God's Word will prove it out. God's Word will give you the positive tips of the hat that you need to go forward with it. So you need to recognize the source of your dreams, just like Joseph did, okay? The second thing that we need to do is we need to prepare for opposition, plain and simple. This is the part that none of us want to hear. Nobody likes the opposition. We want things to be smooth sailing all the way through. Now, Joseph faced opposition from his brothers, mainly because they were envious of his dreams. Not only because they were envious of his dreams, but because his particular position with their father. Now, I want to be real with you here. I mean, you have probably at some point along the way seen this in your life where there was somebody that you knew, there were a couple of children that were involved, and one of the children was essentially elevated above the other children. And it was blatantly obvious. I mean, it was not only obvious to the children themselves, but it was obvious to everybody who watched that situation. And many times we may have thought, well, how sad that is that you're going to favor one child over the other in such a blatant manner for everybody to see it, including them. So what was going on was that Joseph's brothers already knew that Joseph was more favored in the sight of their father. And so what's going on is that he was going to face opposition just because of that, much less the fact that he was going to come to them and say, hey, look, I had a dream, and in my dream, you guys are going to bow down to me. You know, so, you know, his brothers would probably be envious of that dream because more than likely they would sit back and say, well, you know what? I'm the first son. That should be my position, or I should be the one who is the leader, not you, you know, you little daddy's favorite. You know, all these little things that start coming to mind just because there was already a predisposition of, I'm really not going to get along with him because of his stature is elevated above mine. It was jealousy. You and I both know that. Now, as believers, we're going to encounter resistance, and we're going to encounter circumstances from others as we pursue our dreams. Now, when I'm talking about a dream, I'm not talking about, you know, hey, this is what I've got in mind and that's what I want to shoot for along the way, or I aspire to be this. I'm talking about something that God specifically puts within your heart or within your dreams that He wants you to do. Okay. You know, one of the things that we're going to have to do is we're going to have to stay rooted in our faith, and we're going to have to trust in God's promises, and we're going to have to remain steadfast in the face of adversity. Folks, let me just tell you right now, it's not the fact of if adversity will come. It is when adversity comes. It is going to happen. Satan does not want to see you go forward with God's plan in your life, and he will put every roadblock possible in your way, okay? So you think about Joseph's situation. Now, a lot of us have probably read ahead, and we know the story of Joseph, and we know how it turns out. I don't want us to get too far ahead, but the bottom line is God did have a big plan for him, and this was not something that took place overnight. This was something that took time, and I want you to understand that, because most of the time when we're in the midst of circumstances like Joseph gets into, you know, we want to be delivered from those circumstances right now. All the while, God is doing something incredible in our lives. He's wanting to use us, and he's wanting to mold us and shape us for the plans that he has ahead for us, as well as the fact that he's got a plan on how to get us there. If you're not familiar with the story of Joseph, you will find out over the next 8 weeks how all this turns out for him. But the bottom line is, you know, here he was. He was just a guy at the house, and he was a big dreamer. Dad was taking care of him. He had a typical family life. That is far from how this story ends, okay? Another thing that we want to see out of today's scripture is that we need to embrace resilience, and we need to embrace perseverance. Now, despite being sold into slavery and facing numerous trials, Joseph remained resilient, and he persevered through his challenges. So just to give you a little idea of what took place, because I'm going a little bit ahead, sometimes it's hard without knowing the whole story, but essentially what happened was Joseph's brothers got mad at him. They didn't like what he was saying. They didn't like that he was his father's favorite son. Today's scripture even tells us that his father had made him the coat of many colors, and many of us know of or have referred to that scripture before. So there was some favoritism going on towards Joseph. So what they did was they decided, well, we'll just get rid of him, you know. And at first they were going to kill him. And then what they did was they decided, well, no, we don't want to do that. What they did was they threw him in a pit, and they were going to leave him there to die. And essentially they were going to take his coat and put some blood stains on it and tell Dad and the family that he had been, you know, attacked by a wild animal and that he was killed. But essentially what happened was along the way, there was a caravan that was making its way down to Egypt. And one of the brothers basically said, well, yeah, let's not kill him, but we can sell him. We'll sell him into slavery into this caravan. And of course, that's essentially, you know, what happened to him. Now, I don't want to get too far ahead, but Joseph does arrive in Egypt, and he is sold as a slave in Egypt. But I'm going to stop right there. But despite being sold into slavery and facing numerous trials along the way, Joseph remained resilient, and he persevered through his challenges. Now, the thing about it is, when challenges come in our lives, it's easy to sit back and say, I give up, I quit. Listen, don't do that. Persevere. Finish well. I'm not saying it's going to be easy. Sometimes it's more difficult than others. But get a support system around you. Get your community, your church community, believers that you know, that you trust, will walk with you along that journey. They will be the support that you need along the way. So as believers, we must cultivate a spirit of resilience and perseverance in the face of setbacks, because there are going to be setbacks along the way in your journey. And most of you probably just said, oh yes, I know that aspect very well. So you got to trust in God's faithfulness. You got to trust in His ability to turn our trials into triumphs. I always like that little statement. He'll turn our trials into triumphs. Okay. Fourth thing I want us to see out of today's passage is that you have to trust in God's timing. See, Joseph's journey was marked by a divine timing and providence. Okay. Even in the midst of uncertainty, Joseph trusted in God's perfect timing to fulfill his promises. Now, man, I'm going to tell you something. This is hard for us to do. We don't like God's timing very often. Most of the time, we want things to be done immediately. Remember a little while ago, I said that, you know, when we find ourselves in circumstances and situations, most often we're asking God to deliver us from those circumstances right now, no matter what, because they're uncomfortable circumstances. But we need to trust in God's timing, because His timing is a perfect timing, and in His time, He is going to fulfill His promises. As believers, we must have faith in God's timing, and we must trust that He is working all things together for our good. Does that sound familiar? Most of you have heard that passage. All things work together for the good of those who love the Lord, who are called according to His purpose. And if you've been around me any amount of time, you know my statement is all means all, and that's all that all means. So what did we just say? That all things work together for the good of the Lord, but it's going to be done in His time, not our time. And that's often where we have difficulty, because there are times that we are in the middle of circumstances and we cry out to the Lord. And what happens is, you know, He doesn't answer it in a hastily fashion, because it's not time for Him to answer it yet. And yet we feel like God's deserted us along the way. And if you followed the Lord any amount of time, you've been there. You have felt like, well, I'm crying out to God and he's not hearing me. Is he there? Well, yes, he's always there. Yes, he hears your prayer. But the thing about it is the timing may not be right for him to fulfill what he needs to fulfill in and through you. Okay, so, you know, as we reflect on Joseph's journey, and we're just getting started, but as we reflect on his journey, we need to be inspired to pursue our dreams with faith, with resilience, and with perseverance. Because you know what? If you quit easily, Satan will win. All he has to do is bristle up and it's over. Okay? Yeah, you and I need to seek God's guidance, trusting in his timing. And we need to remain steadfast in the face of opposition. You know, we need to apply these principles to our lives and trust in God's faithfulness to lead us on our own journey of faith. Okay? So I hope and pray that you will be able to do that as you think about the life of Joseph. And this is just getting you prepped for what our next 7 weeks are going to be when we're talking about Joseph's life. You needed to get that first little example of what's going on. You know, just know this. Joseph was his father's favorite son. It was pretty obvious. His brothers had some aught against him because of that. Even though it wasn't Joseph's fault, they had problems with Joseph because he was a favorite. You would think that they would have problems with dad, which I think they probably did in some way, shape, form, or fashion. Scratch their head and wonder why Joseph was the favorite. And then you have to understand that because of how they felt about Joseph, they were going to try to get rid of him. They wind up selling him into slavery, and he's on his way down to Egypt to be sold once again for a second time. And we'll pick that up as we continue on. But know those steps as we begin to look at the life of Joseph, that he's his father's favorite son. He has gone to his brothers and told his brothers basically this. Now think about it. Knowing that his brothers already have a little something against him because he's the favorite, he goes to his brothers and he says this. He goes, "Hey guys, listen, I had this crazy dream. You're not going to believe this. And in my dream, what's going on is all of you all are going to bow down to me later on." Now, if they're already irritated because of Joseph's position, how do you think that was going to play? Probably something Joseph should have kept to himself rather than gone out and told his brothers of that. But no, he went ahead and told them what was taking place and what was going on. So again, the word tells us that this made them even madder, if that's a word. They were already mad. This made them madder at Joseph's disposition to the point where they were going to try to get rid of him. They're going to try to get him out of their lives so that just maybe there'll be some room in their father's life for them. Now, you got to remember, they were looking completely past the you guys are going to bow down to me part of it. It was more about the here and now. It was more about the fact that I'm not going to bow down to you. I already have problems with you. So we're going to discuss that a little bit more as we go forward. But I want to close our time out in prayer today, and then I want to tell you about what we're going to be looking at as far as reading-wise for this week, and then what we're going to be looking at next week. But would you pray with me? Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for the example of Joseph and, Lord, for his journey of faith. We pray that you will grant us wisdom and discernment to recognize the dreams that you have placed in our hearts. Lord, I pray that you will help us to navigate the challenges and the setbacks with resilience and with perseverance. Lord, may we trust in your perfect timing, and Lord, may we remain steadfast in our faith. As Lord, we ask this prayer in Jesus' name, amen. All righty, folks. So what we're going to be looking at for next week, I want you to spend a little bit of time reading Genesis chapter 37, okay? We're going to continue our series from the pit to the palace, God's providence through betrayal and hardship, but we're going to look next week at betrayed by family. Remember what we said before, Joseph is already his brothers are already having some problems with him because he's a favorite. The best, in their mind, the best thing to do is just get rid of him. So he winds up being betrayed by his family, and that's what we're going to be looking at next week out of Genesis chapter 37. So I pray that that you're going to be read up, studied up, and have an understanding as we head in to looking at Joseph's life and how his family betrayed him as we come together next week. Now, as we close out our time today, as always, I want to extend to you a personal invitation to join us for Sunday worship services at Central Baptist Church in Oak Ridge, North Carolina. Our services start at 10:45 a.m. We would certainly love to have you come and worship with us in spirit and in truth. We also do have other discipleship as well as mission opportunities throughout the week at Central Baptist. We have some women's small groups, men's small groups. We have Awana for the children, discipleship. A lot of things that are going on, a lot of exciting things as we begin to head even into our future. So we pray that you'll come and join us and be a part of worshiping our Lord and Savior in spirit and in truth at the place that we call Central Baptist Church. God bless you. Have a great week. I look forward to seeing you Sunday.